engaging sermons on the most urgent problem of our day and what you can do about it.
Now, the End Abortion Podcast by Priests for Life.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, "Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Stop judging, and you will not be judged. Stop condemning, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and gifts will be given to you. A good measure packed together, shaken down, and overflowing will be poured into your lap. For the measure with which you measure will in return be measured out to you." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. This is such a refreshing gospel passage. Generosity doesn't just mean generosity in giving donations to the poor. It means generosity of judgment. Now, judgment is a basic function of the human mind. We do it every day. We have to do it. Of course we do it. We judge the difference between good and evil. We judge how much shopping we have to do and when we have to do it. We're making judgments all the time. A judgment, takes in as much information as we can, and then it discerns what's the better path to go. What's the thing I need to be doing right now? What I'm going to say to you in this homily, it's a judgment. Judgment is a basic faculty of the human mind. Understanding is another one. Understanding is just, information comes and we perceive it and we understand it. Judgment, as I say again, is putting information together and then making a decision about what we are to think or say or do, how we are to evaluate things. And we're to be generous in our judgment, is what Jesus is saying here. Always give the best interpretation to somebody else's words, actions, or lack of action. Oh, so-and-so didn't invite me to the party. Well, don't read into that all of a sudden so-and-so doesn't like you. It could be an honest mistake. It could be some kind of oversight. It could be because they're planning a bigger and better party and they want to invite you to that one. Be generous in your judgment. Even if you think you're being a little too generous, that's probably when you have it about right. When you say to yourself, I'm making excuses for people. Well, Jesus says, the measure with which you measure will in return be measured out to you. It's amazing how we read negative things into what people do and what they don't do. Oh, I haven't heard from so-and-so in a very long time. Well, instead of thinking, why is so-and-so so ungrateful to me? Maybe the thought that should cross our mind is, well, let me reach out to him or to her. Maybe she's not feeling well. Maybe she needs some encouragement. Be generous in your interpretations of what's going on around you. Be generous in your interpretations of what everyone is doing. Do not judge and you will not be judged. Now, this perhaps is the most abused line of Scripture. Because, again, we have to judge. If we cannot judge between good and evil, then we cannot even keep this particular commandment. In other words, it's self-contradictory to say that do not judge means that we cannot judge the difference between good and evil, because then you wouldn't be able to say do not judge. Do not judge itself is a judgment. You have to be able to judge what judging is and what it isn't and when you're doing it and when you're not. So obviously we have to know the difference, we have to discern, we have to judge the difference between good actions and evil actions, otherwise we cannot reject sin and choose virtue. But what Jesus is getting at here is, don't put yourself above other people. Because you know what? We're all under the same moral law. And we're all under the same judgment of God. Each of us, Scripture tells us, will have to appear before the judgment seat of Christ. So He alone is our judge. He alone knows all those things about why someone is doing something or not doing something that accounts for it truly. He alone knows the whole picture. Do not judge starts with an awareness that we don't have all the facts. We cannot possibly have all the facts. Because judging another person's state of mind, state of soul, fidelity to God, level of virtue, level of guilt, is something that involves deep internal mysteries that only God can perceive. God knows us better than we know ourselves. That's why He alone is the judge. And thank God, as Jesus says in this gospel passage, that He is merciful, far more merciful than any of the rest of us. So what He's saying here is not that you can't judge actions and their correspondence to the moral law. Otherwise, if you don't know the moral law, how can you live it? But what Jesus is saying here is, don't think that you're above someone else, that you can decide where they stand in their soul, in their heart, with God. Even they may be doing things that objectively are wrong. And we need to be able to identify that, recognize that, and see that. But that doesn't mean we know the level of guilt that they have. That doesn't mean we know the state of their soul. A, we can't. And B, why do we need to? God takes care of that. But brothers and sisters, if people try to use this to water down the moral teachings of the gospel, that is where they are sinning. They'll tell us, oh, do not judge, you know. So as soon as we say, as in my work, as you know, is full-time and working to end abortion, as soon as we say abortion is wrong, the babies have to be protected, abortion must not be done, some people will say, well, you have to stop judging people. First of all, we oversee the largest ministry in the world for healing after abortion and the largest mobilization of women and men and family members who have lost a child to abortion and speak out about their experience. We know how to have compassion on these individuals. We know not to judge or look down on them or condemn them or look at the, pretend to be able to say where they stand with God. We don't bring them judgment. We bring them mercy. We bring them peace. We bring them the road of healing. We hold their hands and we lead them to the journey of healing with Christ and reconciliation with God. Judging is the farthest thing from our minds. But they know as well as we do that abortion is wrong. They know better than we do how damaging it is, because they're the ones that are damaged. So let not those on the other side of this issue come before us on their moral high horse and say, do not judge, do not judge, do not judge. What they mean is, do not tell us that this is wrong. That has nothing to do with what Jesus is saying here. We have to know the difference between right and wrong. We have to be able to look at an act like abortion and say, this violates every standard of human decency. This violates the law of Almighty God. This violates the principle of equality. This violates what democracy is all about. This violates the fundamental foundation of civilization. We have to be able to make that judgment. We have to furthermore be able to judge on all of the commandments, all of the moral teachings that God gives to us. Otherwise, we can't live them. But brothers and sisters, that doesn't mean we're above anybody else. And that's the point that Jesus is saying here. Always be generous, be generous. Even if somebody hurts you, even if their actions deprive you of what you deserve, and that is an objective wrong, it's an objective injustice. But give the best interpretation. Give people a pass as often as you can. Now, this is different from, it's one thing when they're offending you. And you say, okay, well, I, you know, I'm not going to hold that against them. Or maybe they're having a bad day. I remember a video. Maybe you've seen it. I don't even have it. I wish I could find it. It's somewhere out there on YouTube where somebody was going through the course of the day, and they were getting very annoyed. Someone cut them off in traffic. Someone was a little bit rude to them on the line going in to get their coffee and donuts. And you know, you see the person going through the day and kind of getting, you know, annoyed at people around them. And then they replayed the same scene, but then there were these thought bubbles above the heads of all these people that were acting in somewhat annoying ways. And you saw the thought bubbles. I can't believe my brother died yesterday. Oh, I'm so worried about, you know, the bill I have to pay by tomorrow. And you start to see things that these people are worried about or suffering, things that are weighing on them or tearing them apart on the inside, that there's no possible way of knowing just by looking at the person. And yes, it's wrong to cut somebody off in traffic or to be rude to somebody. We're not saying that what's wrong is right and what's unjust is just. What we're saying is when it comes to what that person is doing and why they're doing it, we don't know what's going on inside of them. Let's be generous in our evaluation, in our response of them. And of course, that generosity leads us not only to have a little more peace of mind ourselves and not to be weighed down with our perceived wounds from others, but, and there are real wounds, but there are a lot of wounds that are just perceived wounds. But what it also does is it leads us to be able to pray for them more generously. To think about them more generously means we can pray for them more generously and means we can be at peace in our actions. So Lord, teach us the true meaning of this passage, and may we be merciful even as you are merciful to us. And may that mercy you show to us, Lord, on this Lenten journey and throughout our lives lead us to celebrate with even greater joy that great act of mercy in the Paschal mystery of Christ, in his shedding of his blood for our forgiveness, in his rising from the dead for our victory of life. Lead us, Lord, to that joyful celebration. Amen.
This has been the End Abortion Podcast. To learn more, to help end abortion, and to connect with us on social media, visit endabortion.net.